A group of prominent Czech intellectuals, including writer Ivan Klíma and journalist Bohumil Doležal, have slammed the new Czech president Miloš Zeman for a comment on the media he made in his inauguration speech last week. In the address, President Zeman promised he would combat parts of the media that he said manipulated opinion, even accusing them of brainwashing the public. In an open letter this week, his critics accused the president of indirectly threatening free speech. Others, though, don't see it as a freedom of speech issue, at least not yet. Earlier, Jan Wellinger discussed the matter with political analyst Jiří Peha.
This is consistent with what Mr. Zeman has been saying for a long time about the Czech media. He was critical of right-of-center media in particular when he was the prime minister. He felt that journalists were not always objective and fully professional. At the same time, I think that his current criticism of the media is unfortunate simply because he is no longer a private person. He is the president of the country. And I think that declaring war on part of the media is not very professional on part of the president.
Yet at the same time, during his inauguration speech, that moment got applause from some of those, or quite a few of those present. For others, though, it is proven difficult to stomach. Do you think that it was an important decision, for example, that a group of intellectuals signed an open letter criticizing the president for that view?
Well, I think that all citizens have the right to petition the government or the president, and they have the right to express their disagreement with certain political views. So I think that from this point of view, the petition is okay. But at the same time, I think it may be a bit premature simply because Zeman only expressed his personal view. There have been no indications that he would like to take steps to limit the freedom of the press or media in general. I think that would be the occasion, at least in my opinion, to start a petition or to actually go for a fight with the president and the government. But to sign a petition which only criticizes, maybe misguided, but nevertheless personal views of the president, it seems to me like like an empty gesture a bit.
One other aspect that became clear over the weekend was that he plans to a degree to sideline two of the major dailies in the Czech Republic, Mladá fronta Dnes and Lidové noviny. He said in an interview that he wouldn't give them kind of interviews. Is that something that, say, has a precedent in the Czech Republic before?
Unfortunately, this promise or a resolution by the new president to ignore two right-of-center dailies has a precedent, and that is certainly Mr. Klaus's ignoring of Czech television for many years. Mr. Klaus decided a few years back that he would not give interviews to Czech television, and even as far as giving his New Year's speeches to private TV stations. So certainly there is a precedent, but I don't think it's a very fortunate precedent simply because Czech politicians should learn how to live with media criticism. It seems to me that they are not really used to, still used to being criticized by the media. Maybe it is because they are really not professional politicians still in the true sense of the word. These people were sort of thrown into politics after 1989, and they didn't grow up in the environment where it's quite normal and quite common that media criticize politicians, and sometimes it hurts, but at the same time, politicians in most democratic countries just learn to live with this, and they realize that although sometimes the criticism may be unjust, it is overall healthy for the democratic system.
Political analyst Jiří Peha, who was talking to Jan Wellinger.